Let's know more about Ilm al-Usul in the words of the late Grand Ayatollah Marashi Najafi.
Ilm al-Usul, do it laughter, در لسان علما. اصول فقه داریم و اصول اعتقادی داریم.
Ilm al-Usul among scholars refer to two things, principles of jurisprudence and principles of beliefs. The latter refers to theology, but principles of jurisprudence are an introduction to the knowledge of jurisprudence. Yet this is not in fact a particular knowledge, but rather a technique as believed by scholars. A technique is the achievement of various items and specifications. And principles of jurisprudence belong to this sort. For example, some parts in the principles of jurisprudence refer to theology and some other parts to literature. And of course, some other parts refer to jurisprudence. In overall, all these are called ilm al-usul, or principles of jurisprudence. Well, a scholar who seeks being a jurisprudent and intends to deduct Islamic ethics is extremely in need of principles and this sort of knowledge. For the first time in history of Islam, principles of jurisprudence were introduced by Imam al-Baqir and Imam al-Sadiq, and these two imams instructed this knowledge and some of the words to some of their companions. Then it was Aban ibn Taghlib, a Shiite scholar in interpretation, hadith, theology, and jurisprudence, and a companion of Imam al-Sadiq, who wrote a book on words and lexicology. Well, principles of jurisprudence include two major parts, words and logical evidence. The discussion on words suggests issues such as derivatives, synonyms, negation, general and specified, and etc. This is the discussion on words and is the first section in principles of jurisprudence. The second part belongs to the logical evidence, which starts by the discussion on competence of reasoning to the issue of reason-based deduction or ijtihad. Regarding the discussion on words, there have been several books authored by the companions of Imam al-Sadiq. For instance, one may refer to the fact whether a preposition may suggest obligation, or another book may refer to the point on competence of a general word specified by modifiers over other words, and issues of this sort. Well, after the age of infallible imams, authoring books on principles of jurisprudence began. One of the old books written by scholars in the past, which has remained intact and not damaged during incidents, attacked by Mongolians or not burnt in the attacks of Afghans to the libraries in Persia, is an invaluable book by Sayyid al-Murtaza called Al-Zari'a, which was published a few years ago by the efforts of academics. This book has been written in principles of jurisprudence. There is also a book by Sheikh al-Tusi called Uddatul Usul. Since then, Shiite scholars have been authoring books in principles of jurisprudence till present time. The most well-known person among later scholars in principles of jurisprudence, who is a teacher to all others, is Sheikh Murtaza al-Ansari. For Sunnis, the first book in principles of jurisprudence is called Ar-Risala, which is written by Shafi'i. And since then, other Sunnite scholars have been authoring books and papers regarding principles of jurisprudence in later ages. Examples for such scholars are Ghazali and Fakhr al-Razi, who have written books called Al-Mahsul. Al-Shawkani wrote Irshad al-Fuhul, and also Ibn Hajib, who has a book in this regard called Al-Mukhtasar, or also Qazi Bayzawi, who has authored a book named Al-Minhaj, and of course, so many other books in principles of jurisprudence. As for the Shiites, the number of publications in this knowledge is so many that one cannot even count, as this was earlier mentioned.
چون چند دقیقه قبل اشاره شد به این مطلب.